Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The General is back.
Oh, good.
I mean, I had 10 days where I was, pretty much able to do whatever the hell I wanted. I probably had a few moments of loneliness, but overall, it was kind of interesting.
Did she come home?
Yesterday evening, about 5:00.
Ah, how nice.
So I'll get to that later. But I mean, she's back in the roost, and I am back on double secret probation. That's the way it is. And it was really the only thing bad I do now is two separate occasions during the 10 days went out. Same place, tiki bar, both times.
Sure, you love it.
Drank and smoked a lot.
Oh, Mike, the smoking, Mike.
Yeah, I know it's terrible, but that's over now because good. I'm not going to do that even when I go out now. I'm done because I have to be done. I feel as though, even though it's once every 4 or 5 days, if I do that, it's a slippery slope.
So you've done it for a lifetime, really, for most.
A shortened lifetime. No, that's not true. But anyway, so that's why. But what I did was, even with the eating, I think my net gain was 2 pounds over the 10 days. So that's, I can live with that. She wasn't happy with it. She wanted me to be less when she came back. That just wasn't going to happen.
Well, you know what?
There are too many late nights of coming in with my golf buddies, and I attack the kids' food.
With the weight, the weight that you gain fast, you can lose fast. You can get back to where you were. The kids like it.
The kids love it.
They do. But you only have one, so it's the kid. The kid likes it.
The kid likes it.
All right, but
I don't know what he likes.
You can lose it.
He
can lose it. He likes it. No, he likes goldfish,
right?
Yes.
He liked them. They have to get more.
Well, yeah, you would have loved if there was some left. Daddy, we're goldfish.
But the horrible, horrible news over the weekend that our dear friend Patton Oswalt, who has been so generous to this show and is a local guy from the D.C. area, tragically lost his wife at 46 last week. And it was... it was just, Rob put it best. He said, I'm tired of going to bed sad. The fact is that, nobody knows the details. We're not close enough to Patton where we're going to be, in his inner circle. But we do know that, a lot of people have reached out to him. And it just comes on the heels of a very strange 2016 death. Another one, Prince passing away. I don't see personally how I can ever look back on the year 2016 and not think of it as the year of death.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom is, 95 years old, you pass away. That's kind of a normal situation. It truly is. We had her for a good long time. But so many celebrity deaths. And then the whole thing with Patton, and maybe because of what I've gone through, I got this late at night when I came in on Friday after I'd been out with some golf buddies and woke up horrible about it. And I can't even imagine what he's going through. So for our friend Patton Oswalt, the dickish comment that was put when I posted it, along with you say your prayers with somebody and then somebody on Patton doesn't believe in God. I cannot believe somebody wrote that on Facebook. And
because they're all jerks.
No, they're not all jerks, but they're the how cowards can exist and slide into that. I don't care what you believe in. As I told Patton, he's in my heart lately, and I hope he's in the hearts of all of our listeners, because I can only tell you what I know from observing him on social media and posts about his beautiful daughter and his wonderful wife. That they were obviously a wonderful family, and I know it was important to him, and I know family was important to him, and I know that Patton was coming back to this area to see his family more often when he became a dad, and I think that we reaped the benefits of that because he occasionally dropped by the studio. But as bad as when I was having my little pity party a few weeks ago, And I was saying, I think I said a couple of times, you know, I don't have it as bad as other people that have amazing loss in their life. And then on the heels of my mom passing away, this happens to one of our dear friends, Patton Oswalt. And just, he's a good, decent human being.
A wonderful man. He is.
He's kind. And I'm sure he's that way with his family. So it just, you know, no details. I don't have any details. I just know that it was shocking and unexpected. That's all I needed to read with that. But, you know, we all are very, very lucky, the three of us on this show, to have good women in our lives. And, you know, it does something like this. You hear about this happening and it makes you appreciate them more. And it makes you, and, you know, in my case, nervously watching every app that tracks flights known to mankind and actually going out there to our little airport here in South Florida and watching my my wife and kid land on the plane. It was, I don't know, it just is, you know, you talk about not fair, you wonder what's
fair. You know, and it reminds you of the fragility of it all.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just from what you know, the sketchy details and what their statement is, totally unexpected, totally, you know, nothing leading up to it.
Right.
And you just never know. Mm. It's horrifying. Right.
Does it make you feel like I feel, Rob? Does it make you feel like I do when it would be expected if you and I keeled over?
Oh, sure.
That
I mean, here's
totally
I thought what I both think of you right away when I was sitting there. I was like, man,
totally expected.
I said, if they go, damn it! Like,
I'm
what
pretty
are
sure
do?
that would be totally expected.
I would be crushed.
You'll be fine though. I mean, you're
no.
You're
I would be
survivor.
Crushed emotionally. It's not about surviving.
No, I
mean, you're my friends.
You'd have a temporary loss of meal ticket, but I mean, you know, other than that,
I'm
you'd,
not
only if you
Mike,
only if you die.
I'm not concerned about the meal ticket. I'm concerned about my friend.
That's right. The meal ticket goes on if you die.
That's right. That's right. He can run an iPad. Nothing to it.
No, it's just
I'm just
know,
saying that the people at DCR TV or wherever. They've already written our obits. We're up in that sort of, you know, Abe Vigoda range where they're ready for us to go.
No, I don't think it's that bad. I hope it's not that bad.
So wrong.
Go into the file, pull the Rob
at least,
bit.
You know, I'm
called the Rob bit.
I'm 10 years older than you, but at least I get a little vitamin D once in a while.
That's true. You do go outside.
Yeah, you do.
I get a ton of outdoor activity.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you some vitamin D.
What's his name?
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but as Carla just said to me, when I literally walking into the studio this morning, and Carla said, why are you walking like that? I looked at her, I said, because everything's broken.
Are you back to walking down like Fred Sanford?
I walk. If you saw me get up in the middle of the night to pee,
yes.
And you saw the way
someday.
I walk to the way I walk to the bathroom, it's ridiculous. No, I need titanium on both sides.
Oh.
I need a titanium hip on this side and a titanium hip on the other side. And it's come up here. And as my sister told me, people in their late 40s to mid 50s get this. I am now officially, you know, staring at my late 50s.
Hey, there's
you know,
Mike headed to the studio.
Elizabeth. So, yeah.
You big dummy.
Sucks. It sucks.
Did she
You'd
forget
laugh at
the way
I
you
get
walk?
Into my car. You'd laugh at the way I get into my car. Do you know how I get into my car now?
You don't do the 3-point transfer I had to learn after Big Daddy's stroke, do I?
I get in butt first.
Oh.
Like you're getting
into a race car.
That is butt hurting.
I am not able to do the lunge that is required to get into the little car.
That's why you had to sell the General Lee. Because you can no longer climb in over the door.
Or slide across the hood.
Sucks.
Bo and Luke O'Mara.
It sucks. If I could do that, I hate doctors so much. You know that 2 years ago, you know that I dealt with doctors. I don't want to anymore. I know what's happening. I don't want to. I don't want to pursue it. I don't want to go in there. I feel like if I go in there, bad things are going to happen. That's the way I look
what
at
about,
it.
What about? I feel the same. What? You know what? I hate visiting hospitals.
What the hell are you doing? Why are you wearing? What's the matter with you?
Whoa.
Carla just came in the studio.
Oh. Hey, now.
What is that? What's on your face? Oh, okay. Carla came in. First of all, show the boys what you have on your face.
Please.
What is on your face?
Little context.
Easy.
Wow, nice.
But on the bright side, Mike, your fireplace has never been cleaner. She's got
Carla,
black stuff all over her face.
Rob, before we continue, I'd like to sing a little song for you.
Please.
Chim chimmery, chim chimmery, chim chim. Come here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Carla O'Mara is here.
Hi, Carla.
She was cleaning the fireplace
across the hall
that we don't have. But Carla came in for a reason, okay?
Oh.
All right.
Oh, I know what that is. I know what that is.
Oh, that's an old man shoehorn.
It is.
Shoehorn.
Yeah. That's for people that can't.
Oh my God!
He can't bend over to put on his shoes.
This is a 29 incher.
Wow! You know what? I wondered how Brookstone stayed in business, and it's because Mike bought it with a hanging strap.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Shut up. I will pull this up slowly so you can get an idea of the length. Are you ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's the bottom of it, right?
Sure.
Here. There's the bottom. Here we go. I'm gonna pull it.
Wow.
Keeps
going,
going.
I didn't know they made them that long.
Yeah, you know what? When a shoehorn.
That's what I love about Amazon. Got it on Amazon.
Nice.
When a shoehorn is longer than your calf,
yeah,
that saves effort.
It's like
crazy.
A yardstick.
It's
for
added,
those at home.
It's added years to his day.
What?
Hey, do you use it just for dress
years
shoes?
Years to my day? What the hell does that
because
mean?
Because think of the time that you used to have to spend struggling with loafers and
do you at least use that thing in private? You don't
have
it handy and then throw on everything.
You know what I do?
Embarrassing.
It's even worse when I'll tell you why I use it.
Oh, no, why?
When I put on my golf shoes, they're already laced up.
Yes.
So I just slip them on, and I was having trouble slipping them on without a shoehorn.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
It saves me a good 2 minutes a day.
That's fair.
But
By the way, you know, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Mrs. O'Meara is back, and one of the things about Mrs. O'Meara being back is that there must be a little warning light in the kitchen or the laundry room that says, Mike's in the shower. Turn on another water device. Turn on a water device right now. And I will tell you something about the shoehorn and about taking a shower when there's no water pressure.
Uh-huh.
I began to think about the quote of Mr. Jim Nance that says, time is currency. When I have low water pressure, that is my burnt toast moment. That is my burnt toast moment. When you give me low water pressure, you are adding 5 to 10 minutes to my shower.
Is it
just
water pressure? Is it also
temperature
hot water?
Change, yeah.
No, the temperature does it. The temperature's okay, but the water pressure, like at one point she was either running the washer or the dishwasher, and the water pressure was nil.
Yeah.
I love that word, nil.
Nil.
Nil. Yes, Manchester United 4, the People's Republic of China 0. But anyway, But anyway, I think we can all agree that at least so far, 2016 completely sucks.
The worst.
It completely sucks.
It's rough.
And
but only one way to go from here.
Yeah, true.
I hope so. I wish the last word, and I'll get serious one last time, and then we'll go on with the show and we'll have fun. For our dear, dear friend, Patton Oswalt, who has never been anything but incredibly kind to all of us on this show, I wish him coming out on the other side of this crap, this horrible blow that he's been dealt and does not deserve, and that with his family and with his friends that, you know, he will eventually find that life can be beautiful with that gorgeous 7-year-old daughter of his, Alice. And please know, Patton, at least from all of us, and I know many of our listeners, we love you, and we wish you the very, very best. And that's all I wanted to say on that. We'll start the show now.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now, Mark is going to be at the Ice House in Pasadena this Sunday. And in addition to Mark being a comic, he is also the host of a popular podcast.
Oh, hold on. There is no such thing as a popular podcast.
Ooh, zing. Sorry, but actually I got a pretty good listener base, and, you know, I used to do radio, but I prefer podcasting, a lot more freedom.
Oh, so you prefer not to make money?
That's like me preferring to have a small penis. Oh, by the way, if you do have a small penis, you might be eligible to see Miley Cyrus in our contest, Teeny Weeny Miley Go. You can see the website for details.
Yeah, I'd take a pay cut not to have to say that. Do you think anybody is entertained by this? Maybe before there were choices, but you're losing listeners every day. This isn't interesting. It's not engaging. This is a hostage situation for people who don't have a smartphone. And your format restrictions are ridiculous. Why do you feel compelled to give out the time every 5 minutes? All cars have the time. All computer screens have the time on them. There are clocks everywhere. Yet with OCD-like precision, you are compelled to always give out the time. It's horrendous.
It's 8:25.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. Mike O'Meara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet. Because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by AT&T Digital Life. Let me tell you a story. Have you ever wandered out of your house and you're at a party, or worse, you're going to the airport, or
right,
you're going on a trip, and you say, did I lock the front door? Did I turn off this? Did I turn off the iron? Did I leave food for the dogs? There's so many things that when you race out of your house, you're going to forget.
Right.
I've done it. Everybody's done it. You can eliminate all those unnecessary what's its because AT&T Digital Life means you can be in more control of your home even when you're away. AT&T Digital Life is smart home security. Let me tell you about it. It's very simple. You can stay connected with your home from anywhere. You can use your phone, your tablet, or your PC with the Digital Life app. Plus, with indoor and outdoor cameras, motion sensors, remote lighting control, even smoke detectors, you are always in control. And I think in this day and age, we all want to be more in control.
Sure.
If I leave, you know, when Carla was gone for 10 days, I would have loved to make sure that I didn't leave a certain door open, mm-hmm, where Beluga and Frankie could leave the house and get eaten by an eagle. Didn't want that to happen. We're all control freaks, so stay controlled with AT&T Digital Life. You can enjoy more freedom, convenience, and flexibility with a safer, smarter home. Learn more at att.com/DLTMOS. Let me give you that one again.
Please.
att.com/DLTMOS. That's att.com/DLTMOS. Get AT&T Digital Life and stop asking what if. Available in limited areas and select markets. 2-year security agreement required. Camera, door, and thermostat functions each require separate package and agreement. Early termination equipment and other fees, monthly service, and other charges and restrictions apply. See att.com/DL disclaimers for details, including license information. And we think it's a great new product.
Very cool.
And very, very cool. And it's smart home security, AT&T Digital Life. Welcome to the show. Well. Yes, I think we have established the fact that 2016 sucks, but not for our Washington Capitals, yay, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! Lots of zangs in my news feed yesterday. Zang, zangity, zang, zang, zang.
You know what I put? I put zang one. Can you interpret that?
Yes, because they've advanced to the next round of the playoffs.
So that was zang one for the first round.
Very cool.
If they get through the... I hate the Pittsburgh Penguins. If they get through the Pittsburgh Penguins, it will be zang two, but... you know, I just
you've
like
had a
them
thing against the Penguins for a long time.
I just like them to get the hell out of the state of Pennsylvania, to be perfectly honest. I don't like the people in. I don't like the fans in Philadelphia. I don't like the fans in Pittsburgh, although we got a lot more people that are Pittsburgh fans that listen to this show.
Right.
But, you know, I'm back on the bandwagon. I'm on the playoff bandwagon. I've watched every playoff game they played and, you know, got a little nervous there for a little while.
I was nervous.
They, you know, but hey, look, any way you get it, it's not, they're not all going to be 4-1 wins. They're not all going to be pretty. Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun while it lasted.
Yes.
It was, I said, oh, this is going to be quick. They'll get to rest. It's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Right, right. You thought it was going to be a sweet. Had the old broom brooms out. No,
I was like, Ed Snyder passed away and the team died. And
let
then
me ask you, boys, I'm not in D.C., so you guys are there. How is the town responding, especially our friends over at WJFK? Are they?
Is that thing still on the air?
It's still on the air.
Huh.
And well, it's great because the entire lineup will now have to brush up on the sport they don't care about.
Well, exactly.
Which is always very exciting.
They've been look, it's the biggest story in D.C. right now.
Right.
Outside of the Nationals. Outside of the Nationals. I mean, really, really, if Bryce Harper didn't have the game he had yesterday, this would be the main story.
Yeah, but still, it's still Bryce
Harper. It's still hockey.
Because, Bryce Harper is still, and it's Redskins and draft
Bryce
day
Harper.
Coming up.
Yeah, but Bryce Harper, look, shunned. What he did yesterday, the game was basically over, and then he steps up to pinch hit, and he hits a home run.
Yes, yes.
He's a
prodigy, and the Nationals are, correct me if I'm wrong, they're off to the best start.
Yes.
In the, so it is a good time to be a Washington, D.C. sports fan, and it's a good time to be a sports fan on the left coast with the Golden State Warriors and our friend Cappy.
Mm-hmm.
Who's, and by the way, happy birthday, Cappy. Hope you had a great
happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you, Cappy.
That's fitting.
Mike, don't look at the light.
Hold on. Somebody's coming in here. Hold on. Oh, hello, Ted.
Hello, boys.
Oh, it's Ted Cruz.
Oh, great.
I just want to say, Donald, John Kasich and I are pooling our resources. We're going to knock you off that pedestal of yours. We're
wow.
going to knock you off that pedestal of yours. I swear to God.
Is it called the partnership of charisma? Is that what you're doing?
Partnership of charisma. What a beautiful name. I'm going to go, hey, how about a partnership?
All right, he's talking about it. I don't know what that was about. He just dropped in for a second.
Was it on the Today Show this morning or one of those morning programs? They had a pundit in that said, ideally, if Cruz and Kasich get together, this is exactly what the American people are saying. They're tired of the political system being rigged. Collusion, they call it.
It is collusion. It is, yeah. And also,
a lot of people
are
saying that. It's gonna blow up. It's not going to work.
The most horrifying thing here is now that this is so blatantly focused not on bettering the country, but winning. All they want to do is win. There's no talk about how to make the country better. It's just how do we defeat the other guy?
Well, I mean, it's going to be interesting. And, it might be worthy of me doing another political persuasion show soon.
Oh, I'd like it.
Ooh.
So I'm here to tell you, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Woo.
Next week?
Maybe. Anyway, I'm really sorry. I have to really apologize to our listeners. I created that concept for that show to vent because it was so much on my mind. It's not anymore.
You're burned.
Well,
I'm
it's
totally
also
burned
it's not
out.
As
I'm
exciting
totally burned
as it
out.
Was either.
Yeah. It's not as provocative. No. It's not as controversial. It's just meh. Yep. And I'm so sick of it. And the people that you see, the talking heads on Sunday, and you see the people on the talk shows in the morning during the week, they seem like they're burned out on it, too.
Yep.
It's just it's crispy. It's too long. It's been too much of a joke. And, I'm bored with the Donald. I'm bored with the Hillary Bernie stuff. I'm bored with Ted Cruz. I'm bored. It's just, and
you're
I shouldn't
really
say this.
Literally feeling the burn.
I don't care for it. It's just, I think, correct me if I'm wrong. Don't we all know that that it's going to be Hillary against Trump? That's probably the way it's going to end.
That's
up, right?
The scoreboard says.
That's the scoreboard now. But at the same time, it's just, we were all interested. This is like reality television, okay?
Okay.
We are interested when the ladies are at the table and somebody slaps somebody in the face or pours a drink on somebody. That's when we are in. Other than that, you gotta raise that bar way, way up there. Yeah, for my real biatches of Beverly Hills, let me just say this. Okay, the Yolanda is sick storyline, which culminated in the Yolanda divorce from David Foster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine that's the storyline, but it's also enough. If I hear one more sentence about Yolanda being sick, I'm going to get sick, okay? Am I right,
get
ladies?
That
lady
a vitamin B shot.
It's terrible. I think politics in the blink of an eye became the exact same way.
The real politicians of the United States of America.
And when they're not sizzling and doing something completely outrageous, that's why I don't know. I'm not a political advisor. Oh, by the way, I saw Trump's new guy on the Chris Wallace show on Fox yesterday.
Yes. How's he doing?
Have you seen this guy?
Yes.
Have you seen, what's his name? Is it Paul Manafort?
That sounds about right.
Look up Paul Manafort.
Let me double check.
Manafort. This guy. Oh, my God. This guy is from Central Casting. We are going to, we'd like to talk to you separately. We'd like to move you into another room. Listen, he's slick. He's polished. This is a lovely automobile. Now, it's slightly more expensive than the other ones, but we'd like to get you into this.
Is that
this
Mercedes auto leather?
Yes. It was. He was slick.
Mike,
and of course,
you nailed
yes.
it. Paul Manafort is an American lobbyist and political consultant. He was an advisor to the presidential campaign of Gerald Ford.
Right, he's been around for a long time.
He goes that far back.
He's been a lobbyist. Do you know who the people are that he's lobbied for? I kid you, I am not. He has lobbied for the former president of Ukraine, the bad one. He has lobbied for
one.
He worked with Ferdinand Marcos in the Philippines. He has been with
my question is this: is the money green? Because if the money is green, Manafort is on the scene.
He was scary. very slick, and he was so calm and controlled. Because you know, Chris Wallace is a bit of a rattler.
Yeah,
he tries to get people rattled, and he's throwing this guy. Yeah, Chris, we've been together for a long time. I understand. He doesn't sound anything like that. But
pleased
like,
to report also he is an alumni of Georgetown University. Yeah, at 67, I've had a checkered career.
Smart guy.
Smart enough for you, Donald.
Smart. Yes, Donald, it would be an honor and a privilege to join your campaign. Right. Have you seen a picture of the guy?
No.
You got to see. Got to show. Show us a picture of this guy. Because this guy is like, hi, how are you? Listen, I'd like to tell you something. Your campaign comped.
Oh, nice.
Your campaign.
He's a teamster.
He's like, luckily, I only took a few months off from the campaign to appear in the movie Moonstruck. It's Donnie Camilleri.
He doesn't have an obvious New York accent. Does it say where he's born? Where he's from originally?
Yeah, Connecticut. He's from Connecticut.
He's from Connecticut.
And went to Georgetown, yeah.
Oh, okay. So
Connecticut.
Connecticut. That's great. But he's interesting. It's interesting. No, it's not.
We didn't we'll take a break. We didn't get campaign funds from you. We got them from Santa Claus.
a big weekend for the Moore Network with the Tony Perkins Show out at the D.C. Improv this weekend. And both Mrs. Spiewak and Santana. Headed out there, and I'm looking forward to coming up and seeing you guys soon. So I wish I'd been with you over the weekend. We'll get a review.
It was fun.
And more fun and more thrills and probably a great deal of drinkery when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm still Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, we pay tribute to two giants, Prince and Doris Roberts.
She's not that tall.
Actually, neither was Prince.
No. You know, I love her career, but you can't put them in the same category.
It is odd to be having them both together, but they both died.
Yes, but you made it odd.
You made it odd by pointing out that she wasn't tall. Neither was Prince, so neither really giants.
This is like the show. Could you just do a promo?
Yes, it is. It's still a great tribute. Be sure to check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a carton of T-shirts.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I got 4 cans over the weekend of my phenomenal Harry's shave gel.
We talk
about the razors all the time.
Best.
But if you have tried other shave gels, and I know they probably don't want me just talking about the shave gel, but I have to talk about the shave gel because I love the product so much. I love Harry's. I love their prices. I love the fact that their German-engineered blades are incredible, but their shave gel is marvelous, too. I love it, love it, love it. Harry's is a simple company that wanted to sell high-quality blades that provide a close, comfortable shave for half the price that you're used to, and that's it. Go into a drugstore, check out the price of the blades there, and then go to MikeO'MearaShow.com, click on the Harry's banner at the top of the page, and check out the prices at Harry's. There's no middleman. Harry's blades are half the price of the leading brands. Plus, it's convenient. They will be shipped straight to your door with no more unlocking the nasty-ass plexiglass case.
Yeah.
Find what you need and check out in 30 seconds flat at Harry's.com. The starter set, that's called the Truman, is a great option and an amazing deal. It's a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 5-blade German-engineered razors for just $15. Plus, Harry's will shave $5 off your first order with the promo code TMOS. That means everything you get is $10.
Wow.
Find that deal anywhere. You're not going to be able to. Go to Harry's.com right now. That's HARRYS.com. And make sure to use the TMOS code so they know who said you. Welcome back to the show. So a big weekend for the Mike O'Meara Radio Entertainment Network with one of our wonderful shows, the Tony Perkins Show, a live podcast at the DC Improv, and you boys trundled out there to check it out, correct?
It was so much fun, and I would say, you know, I've listened to every episode of their show, and I think it was probably their best episode.
Yes.
They were on fire. They love, okay, you know, Tony started as a stand-up comic. He's probably played that room a million
times. It's old hat to him.
And he comes alive in front of an audience. It was great.
Yeah, and
what's
it
like going on stage?
It's
I have no f-ing memory of it, to be perfectly honest with you. Remember like what was it, 8 years ago? We used to do a live show every like 6 months.
It was in the 70s, Mike. It was crazy and wild and nutty.
I must say that when I saw some of the pictures, I was kind of
You weren't happy for him?
I was, no. Of course, who are you talking to? You know the set, the only time I got the little pang was when he, I think Tony posted a picture of, before the show had started, really kind of a well laid out, well decorated set. Mm-hmm. That had to have a woman's touch. It looked very, very well.
Yeah, it did. It was Rob Ford.
Actually, it really was nice. Rob Ford. It was Tony Perkins.
Was it Tony?
I was there at 5:30 and Tony set that up.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of cool. And neat. I saw a picture.
Rob Ford doesn't have that foresight.
Some show memorabilia. No. It was neat.
I got the bug.
Yeah.
So I
set design?
No. I remember the anticipation of doing a live podcast. It's a lot of fun. So
you're never in a great mood though.
Well, no, because that's pregame when I'm doing that.
I actually went up to Tony, I was like, is everything okay? And he was like, happy. And I was like, this is different.
Well,
no, you know what?
Hey, Oscar,
yes.
Hold on.
Yes.
It is different.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
But no, there's usually a moment right before the show when you turn the page, be good boys, and you are happy. And I remember it was at the first State Theater when we were both out of our mind nervous. And we didn't know what to expect.
I was not nervous.
Well, no, we were because we didn't know what to expect. And there wasn't...
Mike wasn't nervous.
There wasn't that happiness in the green room. Well, you probably weren't there yet. And then
I was there all day that day, jerk.
And then when we heard people in the alley chanting,
that was a great moment.
That was a turning point.
I'm never nervous about the show. I'm nervous about the crowd.
Yeah.
I can't.
And
you
the board
can
up.
Sell. You can sell.
That was the second show.
And the board up. Oh, God. Oh, my God. We can talk about that. We will talk about that.
Okay.
Hold on. Even if we sell a show out, I can't get it out of my head because so many years were predicated upon no ticket sales where it was simply what the door was going to be. And a horrible way to do a show as a performer because you don't know. And
You had a nightmare once that involved Chuck Mangione in an empty theater. I remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
Horrible nightmare.
That's like you're a
horrible nightmare.
I still have final exam nightmares from school. He's nightmares about people that don't show up to a theater. These are the things that scare us.
We have had spectacular live shows that I am enormously proud of. You know, this started back at the State Theater when Chad and Oscar invited me on stage to join them for a Big O and Duke show. And I immediately, I remember just standing backstage and saying, oh, I want to do this so badly. And then after that, we started doing them. And I get all antsy until I know the theater is filled.
Right.
And that's the only time I have peace. The actual prior to going on is the greatest rush in the world. Mm-hmm. I love it. And that's the fun part, but we have to share. So the State Theater shows have been great. The Reno shows have been great, except for one moment. And it was the biggest Reno show that we did. And we had a certain individual who was running the audio visual. Now, why
he
I let
demanded.
That happen...
He demanded.
I'm taking more credit than that, Oscar. I'm taking the bullet for this. I'm owning this one. No, this was me just probably. Originally, the audio visual was going to be done by the people at Circus.
They actually,
in-house,
yes. Within their budget, they had carved out at their expense, not ours, an AV guy.
And then the AV guy. I don't know how it happened that he wasn't going to be the guy that ran.
No. When we got there, and this was pre our trip out west, right?
Right.
We decided to give the certain individual the reins because he was going to be our guy.
Raymond R.J. Diaz.
Inchworm.
And I remember you looking over at him and saying, look, this is a big deal. Like, they have someone there that knows that board and is going to run that board. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I do remember that.
And the answer was, yeah.
And leading up to it, we had an opening act. We had introductions.
We had Mickey, right? Didn't Mickey Coachella
open
for us?
We did. Absolutely. That's right. That was Mickey was out there, and we had production pieces, and we had a slow build
to the grand entrance, which has become a tradition for our live shows, and we're not going to guarantee we do them every time because they're expensive, but was a Gabe Strine animation.
A cartoon.
That we are extremely proud of.
Well,
and it was integral to the part to the show, to coming on stage with that. And so we were also doing a video of our backstage stuff. There was so much that we said. I just went, yep, okay.
Yeah, there was a documentary being shot.
A doc.
And yeah. This is the one where I'm walking, and great shot of me, still somewhere on the website, I think, that I'm walking down the hallway with hookers.
Yeah.
Really becoming. Yeah. And so I'm coming
hey,
down.
But no money changed hands. You're okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the lots thing about it dropped. Is, well, it was Dennis Hawk's Bunny Ranch Lamar Odom people, you know, coming down the hallway. And the animation is so important to me to start the show because it's really
it's a showpiece.
Cool. I went to a Rush concert. Rush did the same thing. They did an animation before, kind of a video vignette before they started their concert. I said, This is so cool to do this. I think this is, you know, it's one of the few things we can do to add that production value within
slick.
Our budget.
Slick, baby.
And so we
Dave
get Stryan, there.
A genius.
And dress rehearsal goes great. It's no problem at all. And then the night of the show, and we're coming down, and we all are going to gather backstage as they run the video. And I walk backstage, and I crane my neck and look up at the giant screen, and the animation is running, and there is no sound.
This is
and not only is there no sound, but Johnny Addled hasn't bothered to even turn the video off. Or he is, I think the plan he was going on is it'll be fine if just the animation runs. I don't know what the panic caused.
Silent film.
It is a silent film. And I don't know. I think, Mike, he was, my recollection is that he was concerned because I know he had his glasses on and his towel out.
And it was, they were
so
fogged
he
up.
Was, he was working. He was working.
Well,
to
you sweat. Guys will have to share with our audience what happened because I saw that. And went into DEFCON 12.
Oh.
I was not.
I thought it was stroke out time.
I thought I was going to have a stroke. Mm. I had to walk backstage and take a walk down the hallway because I was so freaked out by that. So you guys pick it up because I don't know what happened at that point.
I recall you really looking nuclear. Like your face went 5 shades red and you exited. And I said, this has to be
what
stopped.
Did you say? It'll be all right, RJ.
That's what I said, Mike.
We actually started moving towards the board
right.
to figure out what was going on so someone could do something about it. Someone can actually start working.
And also,
the play,
I do
the
remember.
The plan was to shut it down immediately.
Yeah, had to stop.
That's what I asked for.
False start.
And I do remember when the video went black, there was, 800 people in the crowd? They all started chanting RJ.
RJ.
Oh, that's RJ. Right.
Remember that?
Because they were hammered. Right. You remember? They were hammered.
Hammer time.
Wonderful. The Mike O'Mara Show drunk audience is the greatest.
I love them.
They're great.
As long
they're
as
fantastic.
You stay in the aisles. Right. Remember that one lady just fell into the aisle?
Oh, yes, of course. Of course.
Had to carry her out, didn't they?
Yeah, she's well. Mike, she's okay. She had a few bites of cake.
Yeah, she's up and resting comfortably.
Resting
so
comfortably.
So what happened after I, because so I went back, I said, turn that off, get it together, fix it, and then I just took a walk because I really was going to kill somebody if I stopped.
Rob, you went over to him.
Right.
Yes.
And I said, what's happening that there's no sound but there's video?
Yeah, kill the video.
Kill the video and then walk through it. Yes. What's happening?
Steps.
It worked before.
And he wasn't able to do that quickly, if I remember.
No. I would say we were probably out for 2 minutes.
Felt like an eternity.
But you know what?
What was out for this is
the video.
Way.
The video.
I feel like I'm back. I'm actually, my stress level is actually getting what was out for 2 minutes.
Because the
element. We looked like idiots for a solid 2 minutes.
For a solid 2 minutes. 2 minutes because.
So the video ran for two.
No, no. We stopped the video right away.
You stop for a second. We're going to take this step by
Settle
step.
Settle down.
All right.
Because this is exactly what I go through when these things happen. We were out for 2 minutes. Take that sentence, if you're me,
yes.
And try to decipher what it means.
Okay, so
I don't know whether it means the video was black.
I'll break
black.
It down.
Please. Okay,
I
want to do this the proper way because this is important to me. That's the kind of answer I get. We've been out for 2 minutes.
All right,
that
I was
says
not specific.
Nothing to, you, just like the night of the show, it's the same way. Was it black with nothing on the screen for 2 minutes, or were we
I would
running
say.
A... Hold on. Were we running a video without sound for 2 minutes?
After you left, the video exited the screen. The screens went blank.
You mean
almost
he turned it
immediately.
Off?
Yes. But he didn't turn it off.
The video exited the screen.
Because this is important to the story. When I looked back out, what there was a Windows startup page on the video screen, which is maybe even worse than having no video. Yeah. And I've seen the Windows startup screen in some pretty bad places. I've seen it on the picture scoreboard thing in front of Macy's in New York City.
And the reason I'm being specific about that is because the video ran, you're saying, for about 2 minutes with the animated characters going...
No, I would say there was about 45 seconds of silent video before
it. What's soul-crushing, and you're right about that, is the animation itself was something new we were showing everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And no one had seen it except for us.
Right. It's like a giant spoiler alert.
Yeah. So it's like, here's a trailer to Star Wars with no sound. That's how big it was for us.
It was such a big deal to our... And it gets us started. It gets the audience in the right... And there it was, and, you know... And we had done, it's not like we just showed up and put it in the machine. We did a dress rehearsal.
Yes.
We did a full dress. And incidentally, correct me if I'm wrong, the dress rehearsal we did, was not that one of the most important parts of the dress rehearsal?
The most important. Right? Yeah. And I remember not only that, I remember Mickey Coachella, who was our opening act and a veteran of many comedy rooms, big and small, all
it's
across
Mickey.
The country. He actually walked the room and tweaked the audio for us. He said, you need to have a little more treble here. You need to have a little more bass here.
Yes.
He walked the entire room. We had the audio fantastic, except for the fact that there was no audio. Right. That was the only thing that tripped us up.
Audio, no audio.
Yeah, audio, no audio. The volume
finally,
button.
After you said 45 seconds, I'm going to say more like a minute, at least. A minute. They shut the video off.
The video was shut down.
And you see the computer screen.
The
We're
startup
talking
screen,
about,
yeah.
About 6 minutes or so of just dicking around trying to get this right. Would that be accurate?
I don't think it was exactly
like
6 minutes,
no,
but
it
seemed
five,
like an eternity.
No less than five of just hijinks.
Yeah, just horrible.
Tomfoolery.
And really, and people over and over again saying to RJ, there was audio. There is now no audio. What has changed that now there is no audio? Because it was right, and now it's wrong. And he's just staring with his glasses on the very tip of his nose.
What have we learned? You let the house guy do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, and then we, you know, I mean, once you're on stage, we had a great show. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you have to forget that. I mean, you use it as material. You use it as material for the first 2 minutes, and then you move on with the show. But I will never. Oh God, that was so
the worst.
Weird. It was so weird to go through.
So Tony's show really went off without a hitch, right?
Perfect. I would say perfectly, yes. Yeah. Rob Mayer was the opening act.
Rob
he was great.
Murdered. Rob Mayer murdered.
Fantastic.
And
let me ask you a question.
Yes.
If we were to say in the fall, do a live show, Oscar.
Yes.
From where you sit, will it be east of the Mississippi River or west of the Mississippi River?
You have to see what's running on the river. We have to figure
that
out.
I'll take that.
Let's figure that out.
Let's take
it. I'm not sure Oscar knows east and west.
Yeah, he does. I think he does. I think we can get
there,
on that.
There
yeah.
would be, though, there's something I would like to address about that show. About
Tony's show?
About Tony's show. A little.
Let's do that when we come back.
Maybe.
Because we didn't get a real review. We didn't really get a review. Yeah. You're going to be kind, I hope.
Of course.
Please be kind.
That's all I am, Mike. It's Monday.
We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who is this, Rob?
This is Stevie Wonder, Contusion, from Songs in the Key of Life. I think it's the third song on the album.
God, that's a memory.
Isn't
right
it great?
There. It's a deep cut on that album.
Yeah,
Songs
not a single. Not a single. He wrote this instrumental based on surviving his car crash. He heard this song when he was recovering, he said.
Why play the hits?
Because Mike loves this song.
I love this song. Shut up. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Sleep Number. Mrs. O'Mara came back home last night, and usually I'm the one that raves about my Sleep Number bed, but guess who was happy to be in her Sleep Number? Absolutely. You know what? The more you get exposure to natural light in the morning, do you know it helps reset your body clock for a better night's sleep? Did you know that? Get out and get some vitamin D. If you really want to sleep your best, it may be time to replace your old mattress with my kind of bed, the one that Carla was glad to get back to, the Sleep Number bed. It's the only bed that adjusts on each side to your ideal comfort, your sleep number setting. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal firmness and change it whenever I want. Although I don't change it, I love it. I've hit my perfect Sleep Number adjustment. It's very, very firm, perfect. And I love it. It adjusts on both sides, so Carly gets hers, I get mine. It's the perfect bed for us. And with optional Sleep IQ technology, it even tracks our sleep so we know how to adjust and optimize for the greatest night's sleep ever. We'll love it, and we will continue to love it. Whether you're adjusting your Sleep Number setting, cutting back on the caffeine, or changing your exercise regimen, you will always know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you. My Sleep Number setting is an 85, has been for a while. I absolutely love it. Carla's is a 65, and last night my Sleep IQ score was a 95.
Yay! A+.
I feel great. You can't afford to compromise your sleep. You can afford a Sleep Number mattress starting at only $79.99. Not $79.99. Let me get that right.
Please, Mike, please.
You can afford a Sleep Number mattress starting at only $799.99. Go out and check out other sleep systems, and you'll know that's a great deal. No better sleep? Find your Sleep Number setting only at any of the over 500 Sleep Number stores. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to do that odd thing you do with your eyes.
Yeah, heavy hair.
And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. So, yeah, getting back to the Tony Perkins, Gary Stein show at the DC Improv. This is Tony's labor of love. Tony loves being an anchorman, but he really loves being on stage and doing the kind of radio show, podcast that he's doing
true
right
passion.
Now.
There was a great moment when something was a little bit saucy, perhaps, was said, maybe mm-hmm. off color. And after the laugh, Tony said, "And you won't hear that on Fox News at 10.
Yeah, he's real. And I, you know, yeah. Tony is such a wonderful friend, and it's great that he's getting this vehicle. And I want more and more people to listen to TMOS to listen to the Tony Perkins Show and enjoy it and get over there and check it out. They're going to rebroadcast the live show.
I don't know the details. We'll find out as it comes together.
I think it airs. It'll drop this weekend. Okay. I do believe that's the plan.
Perfect. What I do know is this is that with any live show, you know, Rob and I have had a chance to really learn and hone the craft. So. A big round of applause goes out to Rofo and Adrian.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Yes, they really did a great job helping them out. And the
Rofo
guys,
have any guests there?
No.
No, he did
no,
not.
No, I don't know how that's going these days. Mm. We'll find out.
All right. Just
so
she gave him the night off, though, which is nice.
It's very nice.
No, they worked hard. There are a couple things. You always have to monitor the volume in the room.
Yeah.
And if you're in the back, don't be shy about telling the guy who's running.
Sound guy.
The sound guy be like, volume up, volume, change it around, figure it out. Because they'll always know how to mic for the comedian that's been there a zillion times. So
right.
It's something that Rob and I was proud of us. We just went back and told him
we need a little more up. Yeah.
Boost the volume. And that's something Rofo, well, I think we'll learn in the long run. Right.
Right.
Also, right. Tony and Gary are so kind. They really went over the top. They actually allowed Rofo to sit on stage with them.
Mm-hmm.
And he did all of push three buttons throughout the show.
There was a lot of dings.
Yes.
That's his go-to.
So they could have just. What I wanted to say is that cable goes to the side of the stage.
It does.
Oscar, would you let Rofo sit on a stage with
you?
Well,
if he was contributing, but he just took up space.
Well, I'm going to surprise you here. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
The next live show we do, I will let Rofo sit on stage with us. But there's a little caveat here.
Yes.
He will have to be in costume.
What costume? Do you have a costume in mind?
Nope. I've got months to think about.
And it wouldn't be an issue. It really wouldn't be an issue, but the table is already
cramped.
It's already cramped, right?
Right.
And Rofo's, he's a big boy.
He's a very big boy, and that's why right now, as I'm listening to you, the ideas for costumery are racing through my head.
One popped to mind for me, and it's an ironic costume, and that would really? Be that of an elf.
Fuck, I'm not saying
I'm thinking ears.
Oh, we can put ears on an elf.
We do not have
animal ears.
Oh, yes.
my point is
dancing bear.
It's. I just felt for him, and I felt for. And that's the only thing. I felt.
Did
for
he look
Tony,
foolish? Did
I
he
felt
look
for
awkward
Tony and
the whole
Garrett.
Time?
It's just. It's like they went to him a few times, but I think he was nervous.
Yeah.
Because right. he's sitting up there with Tony and Gary.
Right.
And B, there just wasn't enough. Space to like for him to shoehorn his way in.
Yeah, it's not like he could do his regular material.
And he could have.
I said that's not a duck. Am I right, lady?
No, it just would have been. I think
here's my impression of David Brinkley at a petting zoo.
It would have. It would have made more sense to have him off stage.
And he could have been introduced.
He could have been introduced because really every picture I see of Tony and Gary, there's Rofo.
Yeah, I mean, it's very kind that he's on stage, but also there is a sight line issue.
Yes, that's the issue. And I was off to the left looking over Rofo at Tony.
Like when he walks up onto the stage, the entire stage needs to be relit. Right? And he probably has like a 5-centimeter round circle in his bald spot that is a sunburn today from where he was standing in one of the follow spots.
I'm just saying when he took the stage, one of those manhole covers blew up in the district. That's all.
If the table... Okay, this is the best way to put it.
What was the size of the table?
What's the smallest card table you've ever seen?
Have you ever played bridge, Mike?
Yes.
Right.
You're at a bridge... How about you? You and Don are at a bridge table, right?
Right.
You're doing a show and you're like... And then Rob sidles up, even at his skinniest. Right. You've got three people
at
a bridge table.
They wanted to recreate the intimacy of the podcast studio and have him there. Yes. And
it wasn't distracting to the point where you're like, oh, this is taking away from the show. The show was great.
The show was great.
Just in the future, I would say stage left or stage right off stage.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Were there any Tony and Gary groupies at the show?
There were a lot of, as far as the Mike O'Mara show and the Moore Broadcasting family, they were represented.
Absolutely.
And there were a lot of Tony groupies.
Yeah. Fans of the TV guy, he's got groupies. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Rob. I know Oscar, you pounded sand after that. You got the hell out of Dodge.
Well, when the show was over, I had to beat Cheeks.
Yeah, he did.
Rob Spiewak, otherwise now known as Mr. Accessible. Decided that you would
City Man.
When I see SDM and Rob Spiewak in the same room, it's just very exciting.
What that was, Mike, more of a coincidence than anything.
I see.
Because what we did is my wife was with her, and also
I know what you did. By the way, you don't have to tell me what you did because you have a running description of every location you went to. You went to the place where the late Timmy O'Bimene and I went, Lucky Bar.
Yeah, it's
you went
pretty good.
To Lucky Bar, which is a nightclub, which, by the way,
lots of eye candy there.
I don't picture you in Lucky Bar. I just don't
picture myself outside. So, I mean, the whole thing, driving into the city was odd, but Carrie was ready to have a good time. She doesn't get to the city ever. I get to come to the city every day.
Yes.
And there's an exciting electricity in the city.
Carrie was on, and this is the first time I ever have had a chance to sit down with her before like an event that's really ramping up.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a handful, I would say 10, 15 minutes together, and she's so sweet, man.
Oh, she's great.
You're such a lucky man.
She's a sweetheart. I like chatting with her. Yeah.
And we had a great table, too, because there was two tables together. So along with Carrie and myself and Oscar was Mrs. Gary Stein, Sarah Partridge, and Tony's mom.
Where
Tony's
was niece. Mrs. Santana? Was Mrs. Santana in attendance?
Oh, she was packing the home, Mike.
Mm-hmm. What, are you moving already?
No, we just have to pack.
You have to get ready.
Because people are moving in, and we're moving to my mom's.
Oh, you got to go to Olney. How long? Oh my God, that's another show.
Yeah,
that's an entire segment.
My
Rob,
bedroom's
Oscar.
Still like it was in high school and college.
You and Shannon are gonna sleep in your bedroom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I've got an Animal House poster up still.
Fantastic.
I like that. So you went to Lucky Bar with? Let me see. You went with Patrick McHugh, Stephen Douglas McIntyre,
Federal Duck,
Stephanie Matulich, Sue Fedor.
You have some people from all over the country.
You went with a bunch of people that
America.
What happened is because
you understand when we do a meet and greet, that's a special event, right?
Where I understand
where people get a chance to come out and see you.
Rob, you're just whoring yourself out.
What happened is here's exactly what happened. What happened? And I woke up and I was bleeding. It was horrible. Right. All I had was a cranberry juice. Oh, if that had only been.
You know what it is? You crave the fan interaction.
He craves action.
It's another reason we should do another get out. And
I would
see
love
everybody.
To do a proper fan meet and greet. I went there because after the show, and Rob Mayer, who had opened the show, said, "We're going to go over to Lucky Bar and have a few drinks." And he said, "And Joe will be there." And so the word got around, and I invited Tony and Gary to come out, and I thought, this will be great.
Yes.
But
happened? I'm going to give an impromptu plug here. If you come out to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in scenic Herndon, Virginia, on Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, and you get there about 2, you'll be able to watch me drink all day.
Yes.
Whoa. Mm.
And it's a thrilling
just like
sight.
The old days.
I've seen it.
It's a lot of fun. And then by like 8 o'clock at night, I'm going to play the music band.
Just watch for the turn.
Could we get one of those GoPros?
Screw you, lady. Fat ass. Don't give a rat's ass, okay? I know you said you like my shirt. Are you making a fat joke?
Can we into a time-lapse GoPro of him drinking?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's another turn. That's the third turn.
I've lost 2 pounds.
My mother died.
Oh, no. I'm leaving before that.
Oh, way before.
Oh, no.
That's for sure.
So we went over to Lucky Bar, and then I got a text from Tony, and he said, because my mom and my son are with us, it's probably not the best place. We're going to another place.
Aww.
Thanks for the invite. And that was very nice, but it was nice.
You got a call from Tony, and you said, because my mom and my son
Tony
are with
texted
you. Your
me.
Mother was with you?
No, Tony's mom was there at the show, so it was his wife, his niece, and his son.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So they can't take them all to Lucky Bar.
But that would be his mom and his.
Yes.
Because his mom and his son were with him.
Well, I'd have to review the tape, but I think that's what I said.
He was speaking in Tony's voice, which is confusing.
Got a text from Tony.
You drank a lot this weekend, and you're having communication.
Mike, you know what? I'm glad I made it through yesterday. Because at the end of the night, when we left that place, I said to Carrie, where's the bathroom? And she says,
who's last drunk?
How many drinks did you have at the improv to start with?
I think I had 3 or 4 beers during the show.
And then when you went to Lucky Bar, did you switch beverages?
You bet I did.
What'd you switch to?
To Crown.
Oh my God.
That's the problem. The problem. And if you want to know how much Crown I had, I can give you no number, but this will indicate how much Crown I had. Before the end of the evening, I turned to Marcus Serta and I said, you're in that whiskey society. Come on, let me buy you a whiskey.
You know what? I have to say, the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society sent me a bottle of Irish whiskey. I don't have the bottle
in front
of me.
It's a nice one, isn't it?
Oh, it looks phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it got there in one piece.
I wanted to say thank you to all that. You were with Serta?
Serta was there. Sue Fedor was there. Stephen Douglas McIntyre was there.
Celine?
Yeah. Oh, Mrs. Serta was there.
Yeah. Looking fetching.
My God. Yeah. You spent the evening with Marcus Serta.
But also mostly the most probably important guests there, Robin Joe and their significant others. And so that was nice to meet them. I finally got a chance to meet the show.
That's the show.
That's
really?
The show.
That's the show I want to be on.
What of the love triangle between Rob and Joe and your wife?
I don't know. I got home and kissed Carrie and she tasted like comedian.
See, Oscar, this is the. I want to harness this. You see, that's why we have to get out. Because he is dying to get out on stage. He's dying to get out into these. You know, he's on
some
the
key
stage.
Words
for,
you just said.
He goes to the Downton Abbey murder mystery show. He does that, and he gets on stage with Tony and Gary. And so you know, the thing is,
he shined.
We gotta. I want that. This is my guy here.
Yes.
And we will.
I want him in a tuxedo on my stage.
On your
stage. You understand? That's what I want.
Yes.
And I want that too. I want that
Although I'm capable of feeling joy for others.
Really? Are you really? Yeah. Were you capable of feeling joy when I woke up yesterday and I said, you know what I think? I think it's time for a nap.
You know, Crown will kill you.
It was Crown and allergies and hungover and not a good day for me. And Carrie said, oh, by the way, Julia has tutoring at 2. And I went,
So you had to take her to a tutor?
And that means that you have to pick her up at 3. So that's another hour that I'm, you know, having to stay relatively aware.
I'm so disgusting. When I hear tutor, I immediately think of the tutor being like somebody, not Julia, the tutor, like some 25-year-old tutor. Jesus Christ,
the babysitter,
stop
you want
that.
To talk about her now?
No, talk about the babysitter.
Is it a male or female tutor?
It is a nice, sturdy female tutor.
Gotcha. Oh. Okay. No more questions need to be asked.
Hot girls aren't tutoring. That.
You've heard me describe the mothers of Leesburg, Mike.
Where did you go after the DC Improv, Oscar?
I went straight home. I had an early study group meeting, and I had to... be responsible, you know?
So you were with Mark, and was Marcus housed as usual? Was he?
Yeah, and I think he got to the point where he crossed a line and Elise left, and it was just Marcus. It was one of those nights where you blink, and all of a sudden, if you've been there, and there is like a booth with a horseshoe-shaped coffee table, and there's chairs, and there's like maybe...
Is it all still white? Is it all still white at Lucky Bar?
It's always color with you.
No, I mean, it's like there were like these white furniture. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the clientele.
They're reupholstered.
No, this was red leather, like an oxblood leather. So like an L-shaped couch. And there was like 14 or 15 people there were having a great time. Had a good time talking to Joe Robinson. He loves music. And so we were both drunk enough that I was anyway.
I love music. Music makes my... Music makes
Serta was wearing a shirt with the call letters for his radio station.
Yeah,
on
but the thing is it kind of looked like the kind of shirt that like a janitor would wear. like a Dickies shirt.
I mean, it was a hip radio station shirt.
Yeah, it was.
But I was like, all right.
One of those call letters.
Shut up, Joe.
So we had
my newest impression that I just debuted. Yeah.
So we had like maybe 15 people around.
That's
circle,
fun. That's
and
fun.
I blink and I look.
Can we get another crown for Mr. Spiewak?
And then it's one of those nights where you just sort of look down and look up, and then it's just you and your wife and Marcus. And you say,
so
oh.
Carrie hung with you. Was she your DD?
Of course. Although it's good that we stayed the extra time and she had a few glasses of water. Because she did pretty good at the front of the night,
you
too.
You got to be careful with that.
No, we were fine. We were fine. Because, you know, we were there till.
You're not going to get an Uber to Leesburg. You know, you might as well just take a flight.
Well, no, I've taken an Uber from Jimmy's. To home, right?
Right.
And that's probably just as far, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's about.
By the way, would you not agree? Uber for the long distances is a hell of a lot better.
And you get an Uber X and you're paying relatively, you know, what would cost you for a night out? Maybe $80, right? $90.
Okay.
And it's better than the $10,000 in a blower into your ignition.
But I will
say
this.
To say that I will be Ubering back to Manassas.
Yes,
from Jimmy's on Sunday.
You'll be Ubering from Florida
to
Jimmy's.
No, I'm not going to do that. To be honest with you, I'm not going to do that. I've done that before. The day if we get back like at 3 o'clock from the ride of the wall, and to be perfectly honest with you, I can't do that anymore. I cannot do that. I can hang.
Yeah,
I can hang, but I can't do. It's been 3 years since I've done the all day, you know, drinkathon.
Wasn't Jerky in town like not too long ago?
He's always we did that.
Yeah, you did that.
Okay. Well, day drinking. Thank you.
Well, see, the thing is, Carrie did the most of her drinking at the show.
She did.
And that's the reason why we got to go to a second location where she could sober up and I could just kill myself.
So you went to so she sobered up at the Lucky Bar.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, how are you feeling today? Do you have a 2-day hangover?
My mouth is a bit dry.
Yes, I could tell. Yeah. I could tell. Hang in there.
Well,
hang in there.
You know, it's not like when we're 20.
I know. It gets
it's
worse.
It's not. Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good time was had by all.
Hi, Marcus. Show.
Congratulations.
Have you ever worn a t-shirt?
Hey, if you're looking for podcast perfection, check out the Rob and Joe Show.
There he is.
It's the Rob and Joe Show. Listen to it's the Rob and Joe. It's the Rob and Joe Show. Listen every week for new episodes. Damn it. It's the Rob and Joe Show. New episode. Me. It's the Rob and Joe Show. New episode every week. RobandJoeShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are blessed to have wonderful advertisers on our show. And one of our favorites is Touch of Modern. If you haven't gotten a chance to go to touchofmodern.com and check out the cool stuff they have there, you really owe it to yourself. Here's the neat thing about Touch of Modern. You can go to Touch of Modern and find one-of-a-kind items. You can also find items that are surprisingly affordable. They're always changing at Touch of Modern. I love, love, love surfing Touch of Modern. It's so much fun. They have the best prices online anywhere, guaranteed. They scour the globe for unique design-focused products to elevate your style. They've got tech. They've got sleek iPhone cases. They've got new and vintage watches. I'm a watch guy. Even if I'm not going to buy a watch, I love to see the watches they're offering on touchofmodern.com. And if you want to buy one, you can find one like the one I'm wearing. This is a Tracer police watch from Scandinavia, and it's absolutely incredible and the best nighttime watch I've ever owned. I got that at Touch of Modern. You can find a great deal there, too. Loads of new sales literally launching every day. Touch of Modern, the one website to improve your lifestyle with a single click. Right now, our listeners get immediate access to these deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it will be different. That's the way it always is at Touch of Modern. And tomorrow is different, and that's how life rolls in the fast lane, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
It's been 4 days since Prince died, and the cause of death is still a mystery. Here's what you need to know. The coroner completed an autopsy on Friday, but the results are still pending. That's because the toxicology results could take 4 to 6 weeks to come back.
Okay.
In a press conference, the sheriff said there was just no obvious sign of trauma on his body and that they have no reason to believe that it was a suicide. Technically, foul play hasn't been ruled out, but that seems unlikely because there weren't any signs of trauma, and it sure seems like something had been negatively affecting his body leading up to his death. For what it's worth, TMZ claims Prince overdosed on Percocet the week before he died, and that's why his plane had to make an emergency landing. Percocet is an addictive painkiller that's made up of acetaminophen and oxycodone.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, he was taking Percocet for a hip problem. He had corrective hip surgery in 2010, but was still dealing with the pain. Steven Tyler and Dr. Drew have already commented on the possibility that he had a prescription drug problem. You know, not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, People magazine has a source saying Prince had been struggling with an ongoing illness that weakened his immune system. Don't know about that. Entertainment Tonight says he had a bad case of the flu that turned into walking pneumonia. Everybody's speculating on this.
Of course, of course.
Everybody is speculating.
Did you see the press conference with the sheriff?
Yes,
he said something that really stuck with me. He said, to you, he was a superstar, but to us, he was a good man and a good neighbor.
Mm.
And you, when you think of someone like Prince, you just don't think of him in the terms of a regular person. And when someone in authority says he was a good neighbor and to please respect his privacy, it added a whole nother layer of tragedy.
It's hard
for me
to do these days in this world of TMZ to go out a classy way without everybody looking at your dirty laundry.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and I think people are, you know, the same mindset when we did the tribute show on last week. I feel the same way. I don't really, whatever comes out of this, I'm curious, but that's about it. It's not going to change the way I feel about him as a performer, and it's just sad. It really is. Back in the day, Prince used some pretty vulgar language, but he stopped swearing in his music years ago. I didn't know any of this, partially because of his faith as a Jehovah's Witness. I didn't know he was a Jehovah's Witness until yesterday. And a member of his church says that once he made the change, he didn't put up with others using profanity either. Quote, if you swore at Paisley Park, he would charge you between $10 and $3 per swear word.
Wow.
And he wasn't joking. You had to pay cash and put it in a bucket. He had a backup singer come from L.A. She was there for a rehearsal, and she put money in the case, the cuss bucket, as they called it,
the
time. She was just throwing it in. I know the guy had a sense of humor, too, so I'm sure. I don't doubt he did that, but it was probably a little lighthearted the way that would go down with that. But I never knew that he was religious and very well regarded in the Jehovah's Witness community. So that's interesting. Drew Barrymore's third marriage just hit the skids, and she's looking for answers. Well, she got them from a brutally honest friend after asking her why her relationships always seemed to fail. Her friend told her she noticed a common denominator problem in all of Drew's relationship. When Drew asked her what that common denominator was, she replied, it's you.
Oh, no.
Probably a pretty honest friend. Yeah, Drew and her husband, Will Koppelman, announced their split earlier this month after 4 years together. They have two daughters who are 3 and 2. So that's unfortunate when there are kids that age, and it kind of sucks. Last week, a picture of a 21-year-old woman named Circe Hayes went viral. She was a guest on Maury, and the internet decided that she looks just like Ted Cruz.
I seen her.
Oh, no.
She does. Yeah.
Well, she's using that likeness to her advantage. The porn site xhamster.com is paying her and her boyfriend $10,000 to do a 6-minute sex video for them.
Oh,
she says, quote, I'm fine with it because everything is going to support my family. I want to get my son whatever he wants. We have a consumer culture in the United States, don't we?
And you know, when a lady is that lovely, I just hope he can last 6 minutes.
That's, that's nasty. Meanwhile, her boyfriend is preparing, since you mentioned the boyfriend, by Googling terms like how to make a sex tape on an iPhone. Should be really great viewing. Really great to watch.
Check my search history. Has the same thing.
Now, this next story happened at a school in Chengdu, China, but we could totally see it making its way over here. A teacher at the University of Electronic Science and Technology is punishing students who are late by making them write 1,000 emojis. I saw pictures of this, and it looks like they not only have to draw 1,000 emojis, but they have to write the emoji's name next to it.
So
we may see quite a punishment, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you get for Flick sticking his tongue on the frozen pipe. Watch out there. It's always a Christmas story with me. And now a little something-something. A new study out of Italy found that women surprisingly get healthier and less stressed when their husbands die. While men become more stressed and less healthy when their wives die, here's why. The researchers say it's because men really lean on their wives for everything.
Yeah.
And for women, being the responsible one all the time is, quote, restrictive and frustrating. Once their husband dies, they feel more relaxed. They also believe women cope with their spouse dying better than men because they're better at expressing their emotions. It lines up with another study that found single women have a lower risk of depression, but single men have a higher risk. So, yeah, men really need women. Mm. And the feeling doesn't seem to be totally mutual, but it's true. And that's why we're happy that you're getting married.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
We'd be okay alone as well, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
that's
strong
right.
individuals.
But,
that,
you know, the statistics bear something different.
Yeah. 50-50.
And by the way, hey, Carla, here's to a really bright future. All right. Thump.
Yes, thump.
Mike fell down again. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Merrill Show. Come on,
baby. Time to download the TMOS app. It's the easiest way to have access to all your favorite shows and characters on More Broadcasting, like Oscar Santana.
We don't need no stinking budget. Oh, no.
Rob Spiewak.
No, God, please, ain't ruined. The show is a...
The man himself, Mike O'Mara.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
How about Todd Moore?
Little bastard shot me in the ass.
Tony Perkins.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And let's not forget Gary Stein.
It is my privilege to extend to you a laurel. And hearty handshake.
So why haven't you downloaded the TMOS app yet? You do it for Randolph Scott.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Hey, I want you to send your cards to Rob Spiewak, okay?
Looky here.
Your Vistaprint cards to Rob, because Rob will... this is a great way to get your business exposed on the Mike O'Mara Show. Woo. What do you have for us today, Mr. Spiewak?
His name is Michael Alig. He goes back to you listening on the WAVA days, but he goes by the nickname Grimy.
And Grimy. He is,
oh, I know Grimy.
Do you really?
Yeah, he was at our Mike O'Mara big golf outing.
He is a DJ, he does music production, and he bartends, and he has these beautiful double-sided wood-grained cards that say Michael Grimy Alig. So if you need help with music or drinks... Call him.
Good guy.
You can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. Send your cards to Rob, too. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression, and that means your clients will remember you. And isn't that the purpose of a business card, huh? Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. They even have custom design services to make sure your design is perfect. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you, my friends, will get 500 business cards for just $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. And remember, if you want to send them to Rob Spiewak, you can send all your cards to him, and you might get it mentioned on the show.
We'd love
just
it.
Like Grimy did. We'd
Grimy.
Love that. Mm. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Monday, April 25, 2016. Take it away, Rob.
Mike, as you had in your news, there's still Prince on everyone's mind, and they put together a special on Saturday Night Live that I watched when I got home, and for a while, it was fantastic.
Okay, I've not seen it yet. So
they showed clips.
And we didn't talk about Game of Thrones. We'll talk about Game of Thrones tomorrow.
They had clips of Prince performing on the show going back to 1981, I think, to his most recent performance. You really saw him grow as an artist. It was a nice tribute. And then when they ran out of performances, they showed sketches that appeared to make fun of Prince called The Prince Show. And they say that he liked these sketches, and that may or may not be true.
Yeah.
But you know what? It just didn't feel savory. I think they probably should have gone to an hour and just focused on his music.
Right.
It felt very hollow at the end. However, there was one thing I wanted to play for you guys. There was the big party after the SNL 40th about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, that's the one where they put that smartly in the promos, Rob.
Yes.
Because that looked like he played... At the private after party.
And they have no one has ever seen or heard this.
Can't wait to see that.
Except for the people that were at the party. Lorne Michaels, very wise man, actually was taping. And here is Prince because he was sort of dared to do it by Jimmy Fallon, who was emceeing the evening, stepped up and did this version of Let's Go Crazy. This is from 4:30 in the morning.
Slow version.
And what's neat is when they do these after parties, apparently Lorne just sets up guitar, bass, drums, keyboards, and has them ready in case someone wants to play.
Oh, to be in nice. That circle, huh?
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's worth being a celebrity right there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
4:30 in the morning?
Yep.
Wow.
3.5 hours after the show wrapped
did you
or whatever.
See the, did you see the clip of Adam Levine at Howard's 60th birthday doing
yes.
Purple Rain?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's another incredible performance.
And speaking
really,
of
really
that, I'll just play a moment of this. Bruce Springsteen had a show in Brooklyn over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And you know, Bruce Springsteen has that massive catalog of hits. But
yeah,
occasionally,
he can do any, and Bruce Springsteen can play anything because they're a house band, basically. They're phenomenal.
He opened with Purple Rain this weekend.
It's such a shame our friendship had to end. Purple Rain, purple
you know, I feel like I shouldn't say this so soon after Prince's death, but if there's anyone that I would love to see release a cover of Purple Rain, it's Bruce Springsteen. Mm-hmm. I would pay money. I just would. I think it would be wonderful, and Bruce doesn't need to do that. As a tribute, I'd love him to go into the studio and record this. Or it could be a live recording.
There's
too,
two things to take away from this, is that Bruce can really do anything, and he does. He's got a great band. But, you know, it speaks to the composition of the song. Because this is not Bruce's style.
Yeah.
And
he
can grab it and just make it rock. So
one of the greatest,
good for him.
Emotional songs in the world.
Good for him for doing it. Also, I think one thing we learned this weekend, take the microphone away from Aretha Franklin. Because she's getting older. No, this is not a singing thing, Mike. She was commenting on the death of Prince. And as you know, we don't really know what caused the death yet. But Aretha thinks she's figured it out.
He was such an original. He was definitely an original and a one of a kind. There truly was only one Prince. But you know, they're saying flu-like symptoms. I'm wondering if it had anything to do with this Zika virus.
Because there's lots of Minnesota mosquitoes in the dead of
winter.
Doesn't
she sound like an old lady now talking to you? Where they talk like this slowly. And I'm wondering if he maybe got himself into some of that bad meat that they process in the Midwest.
You
got
to have a handler to pull out the plug.
Yeah, that's perhaps. Yeah.
Lost connection, sorry.
Sorry.
Next time.
We don't have Skype. We don't have Skype. Wolf Blitzer also had himself a moment, and I know that CNN had a lot of
my
coverage.
My least favorite.
But this is a pretty good misstep.
I think it's only just beginning the reaction. It's only beginning, Don, to set in that Prince is dead, that he's not going to be around. And he's been so active over all of these years, writing music, performing, soundtracks for major motion pictures. All of us, of course, remember Purple Haze.
We all remember Purple Haze, Mike.
You know, Wolf, you suck. And, you know, we're on to you now, Wolf. Everybody's you're getting a little longer in the tooth, and we're on to you, Wolf, with that whole that kind of patter you have,
right,
where the words just fly out like machine gun bullets. It just doesn't work all the time.
The
Wolf.
Screen's and, just gotten bigger behind him,
and he's also he's turned to that thing where if you look at him upside down, his face looks the same upside down,
exactly,
or right side up, perfectly symmetrical. All right, let's get away from Prince. I love prank phone calls. I've had my fun with telemarketers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to do prank phone calls now because of caller ID and all that stuff. So you have to be creative. Mm-hmm. So this guy called a place where he doesn't work to call in sick.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't work there. So he just called and got through to
down,
the supervisor.
That is hilarious.
I'd like to pledge more prank phone calls in the holiday season.
He called a place that he doesn't work.
Sylvie speaking, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Jordan calling. I just started there last week, and it's like really nice and stuff, and some of the boys are going out fishing tomorrow, so I'm not going to be able to make it in for my shift. I was just wondering if I could take like a sick day or something.
So I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be an unapproved absence. You're too new, I believe, for a sick day.
I'm not actually sick. I just need a day off to go fishing because it's so nice. I don't want to give up the job because it's good bread for me, right?
I'm not disagreeing with you, but it's not a good legitimate reason to miss your shift from work. So it's going to be unapproved, and just so that you're aware, as far as our policy goes, that's probably a discipline. Okay. Sorry, and where do you work in the store?
Electronics.
Electronics. Oh, so you're my associate at that.
Uh-oh.
So I am the manager in charge of you. So I can tell you it is definitely unapproved if you do not show up for your shift.
So I can't go fishing?
No, you can't go fishing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Again, he does not work there. I love it. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone, everybody. Yeah, I forgot the other meal. I did it again on my audio board. I just hit a button and it vanished.
Really?
Yeah, on this the worst audio program known to
Mike,
mankind.
Maybe Santa could call in sick during the holidays.
I won't be there.
Write it down. I'll do it. I promise. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to give us a phone call, did you write that number down, Rob? That number for the show? Well,
888-920-MORE. 920-MORE.
More.
Yes.
888-920-MORE.
That's the one.
920-MORE. Give us a call anytime. We tape usually about 10 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Friday. And you can call if you want to talk about anything. We might take your phone call during the show. That's 888-920-MORE. And we would love to hear from you. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Adios.
Y'all better.
Oh, God.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.